Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I'm a huge advocate of investing in yourself. And that means training. That means, you know, hiring coaches, getting programs, reading books, going to conferences, doing all of those things. Continually investing in yourself so you can grow yourself and ultimately grow your business. But let me ask you a question. Are you growing your business from what you're learning? And I have to ask you a couple more questions. Number one, do you've got books sitting on a shelf that you've never read, that you've paid for? You know, people give me books all the time. I read them when I can. But there are books or audiobooks that I've paid for that I've never listened to. So why? Because we haven't prioritized those, and I'll get to that. The second question is, do you have training programs or courses or anything that you've purchased that is sitting on your hard drive that you've never opened? Same question. Why? Because you haven't prioritized it. So really what you've got to do is start to make a plan about how to consume and execute the things that you've purchased. Now, if you've never purchased anything, okay, you don't need this. But I suggest you do. I suggest you start getting some books and start learning. I gave a great podcast about five books that I recommend, including two of my own at the end. A little shameless self-promotion, but still, you know, those five books are going to help you. I guarantee you, if you're in business and you read those, they're going to help. So here's what I suggest you do. If you have purchased books, if you have purchased programs or training or any of those kind of things, you've gone to a webinar at the end, and you said, I really need this, then put it down on a piece of paper. What I want you to do is take an inventory of all of the books that you have that you have not read, of all of the training programs that you purchased that you have not done anything with, and make a list of them. The next thing you're going to do is prioritize them based on where you're at, because you and your business may be in a completely different place than when you purchased these particular books or programs. They may be less relevant. They may be more relevant. They may be something that you really, really need to jump on. But the bottom line is make the list and start adding numbers to them. One being the most important, 10, 20, 30. Hopefully you don't have that many. Those are the least important. Put them in order. And that will give you a list of what you need to work on. So the next thing you have to do is schedule it. Make time in your busy work schedule to say, this is my training time. This is my reading time. This is the time that I'm going to invest in myself. So let me reiterate and give you five steps to start growing yourself and growing your business through learning. So step number one, we just covered, and that is, make a plan. Now, you can easily say that every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is my training time. You could do it from 5 a.m. in the morning to 6 a.m. if you're an early riser, maybe 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., whatever it is. Have it scheduled and execute it. Make sure that you're doing it on a regular basis. So have a plan to consume what it is that you've purchased. And you know what? If you haven't purchased anything, then go to Amazon, drop 10, 20 bucks and find a book that's going to help you grow yourself and grow your business. I'm not saying you have to spend thousands on training, But sometimes that's necessary. It depends. If you spend a dollar, you should make three. If you've heard me talk about this before, that's kind of my value proposition. So, you know, you invest 20 bucks. Can you make 60 bucks off of reading that book and the time it's going to take you to do it? You know, say it takes you 3 hours to read it and you charge 100 bucks an hour. So will that book make you 320 bucks, 620 bucks, 1,000 bucks? That's the goal with it. So make a plan as to what you want to consume and when you want to consume it, and then stick to the plan. So the next thing is, get it done. Take the training. Make sure that you're going from the beginning, taking notes, making sure that this is something that you can implement, and finish it. And then go back and look at the notes that you took. Is this relevant to what I'm doing right now? Maybe you just file it away in your memory banks and say, you know what, I got to come back to this another time. But if you take good notes, you can go back and say, okay, this is what I should be doing. This is how I can implement it. And this is what's important to me in my business. The next thing you want to do is review what you've learned. And what I mean by that is, okay, I've learned, let's just say, from a book that I love, which is The E-Myth Revisited. What I learned is there's three different kinds of people that are in business. The technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur. So maybe what I do is I sit down and say, okay, out of my 40 hours, 20 hours, whatever it is that I work, how much time do I spend as a technician? How much time do I spend as a manager? A manager is somebody who helps other people get things done. And an entrepreneur is somebody who dreams. So how much time should I be spending on each one of those? And how do I implement them into my business? And that's the next part. Is what I've learned relevant today? If not, then what I have to do is sit down and make myself some notes and make a list and say, these are the things that I need to look to do. All right? If you are a technician, can you hire somebody else to do some of the technical stuff so you can be more of a manager? Then you can manage the technical people. Maybe you need more time to be an entrepreneur to envision where your business is going and what it's going to look like in 2, 3, 5, 10 years, whatever it is. And then the final piece of this puzzle is, how am I going to implement it? That means you have to write down the steps necessary to getting it done, to making those changes to increase your business. So here's the deal. All right, let's say I'm a technician. All right, as a technician, I maybe make, let's just use a random number, 100 bucks an hour. As an entrepreneur, maybe I make $250 an hour. Maybe I can hire somebody at $50 an hour who can actually do what I'm doing quicker. So I need to sit down and look at the time, the income, the expense, and the overall impact that's going to have on my business, and that long-term plan that I talked about, the 3 to 5 year plan or whatever it is that you want to do. So how am I going to implement those changes? What does it mean financially? What does it mean time-wise? What does it mean organizationally? If you do have people working for you, are there people that can help you do things that maybe you haven't relied on before? Maybe your receptionist can be trained to do your social media for you. Maybe your technicians can take better pictures and actually bring them back to the office for the social media. You have to look at all that stuff. And the final thing that you want to do is continually measure the results to see how it's working. So if you'd like to learn more about this and some other opportunities to continue to learn, I have a thing called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM. And you can join our weekly mastermind call for only a dollar for the first 4 weeks. Give it a shot.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.